Sir, did you have a chance to read over the opposition comments?
I did, sir. And there's probably an error on my part when I went to talk about the fencing. They said Sussex County Code will allow up to a 7-foot fence without getting some special regulations, so I threw 7 foot down on the variance. But going back, I later researched and found that the development at Quillen's Point has a fence restriction of 4 feet. So if I could I adjust the 7 feet to 4 feet to meet the Quillen's Point regulations and to quell some of the concerns that have been brought forth?
Believe so, yes.
Okay. And then that's all I have.
Questions?
You're a double front property, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Dr. Carson really likes those.
I didn't know much about it until now, but I'm now well aware of the double front properties.
Mm-hmm. Is this a custom designed home?
It is. We worked with an architect to design it ourselves.
There's quite a bit of area to the right, to the left of the house that are unused. Did you make any attempts to try to make your house a little less deep to try to get in compliance?
So on the right side, we're planning on putting propane tanks, so we wanted to leave that area free for tanks. And then on the left side, there is a possibility in the development for an accessory structure down the road. We're not looking for an accessory structure, but we didn't want to close off that option and have to come up with some other plans down the road to change everything on the house and go to a new design for the house. So we were trying to leave the left side open to get to the backyard for an option to put an accessory structure, or even if we're going to do a pool or something, to leave that open to get to in the backyard.
What's the height of the fence on lot 71?
That is 6 foot. I do not believe, after reading the letters, it sounds like there was no variance. And when talking to the architectural review committee, it's kind of sketchy as to how they got an approval for that 6 foot variance. It sounds like somebody knew somebody and somebody was stepping down from the board and approved it and then left the board.
And it runs down the
it runs on Cedar Neck. I mean, when you read that, our plan was not to build something on Cedar Neck. That fence is on Cedar Neck. Probably, I mean, when the roadway stops, probably about 16, within 16 inches, that fence is there, which is probably not in the right location. But it sounds like after reading that, there was no final CO approved on that fence, and that may be one of the reasons why. Seems like I took the brunt of whatever they did on the fence there, which is fine with me. I mean, 4 foot is all by the covenants of Quillen's Point is all that you can get anyway.
It looks like you're proposing that you build the house 1 foot 4 inches back from the front yard setback. Why is that?
To give us a little more room in the front. I mean, the driveway is going to be tight because of the design of the lot. It's tight to get in, and with the garage, is trying to make sure that we had enough area for parking, so that, as you can see in the picture there, everybody likes to park right there in front of that lot. So we did not want to be the people that park in front of the everybody else's houses, like I guess the past 3 or 4 people have complained about in tonight. So we're just trying to put a driveway in there that'll suit our vehicles.
So are you going to be replacing the wood picket fence? Is that the plan?
So right now, the only plan is, it is in shambles, is to put another wood picket fence back there identical to what's there, just newer, because that's probably been there since the 80s, the way it looked. Might be a little newer than that, but it's been there a while.
Okay, so your 4 foot fence is just going to be replacing this picket fence?
At this time, correct. Yeah, okay. We have no plans of putting in a fence at this time. We just figured while we're doing one variance to go ahead and do the other variance and knock them both out in one shot. And
well, if I can jump in on that.
Yes, sir.
You know, these variances are not in perpetuity. If you don't build it within 2 years, the variance approval expires.
Okay.
You have a right to seek an approval for up to 1 year after that.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you're thinking, hey, I'm not going to build this for 5 years, well, you're going to have to come back.
Yes, so I have 2 years, and then I can seek a 1 year.
That's our extension.
Extension. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And to get the 1 year extension, you have to have good cause. you have to.
Well, I think we can do something within 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate what you all do, but I don't want to sit here for another 5 hours for anything.
Us either.
I can see.
Any other questions?
I know some neighbors have had some issues. Have you spoken to your immediate neighbors? And
correct.
How are they?
So the guy on the right, I met him. He was John. He was totally fine. And we talked to the neighbors on the left. I forget her name. He's a lawyer.
Jennifer.
So we met them after we hit a cable line that wasn't marked. So yeah, we're on good terms with them now that we got cable back. But there for a while was shaky. We cut her internet, and apparently she works from home, so.
What football game was it?
I wasn't doing the football game. I was watching the football game. But I don't believe any of the letters came from them. But John, I talked to him on the front. It's from the other side of the street. The house isn't even shown there. But yeah, I spoke with him for about 2 hours. And
Mr. Sharp,
You'd mentioned that your fence will not be on the rear property line. Is that right?
Correct. So the current fence that's there now on along Cedar Neck sits off, I guess it does sit off about 24 inches off the roadway. That's just a, not a picket fence, what do you call that? Split rail fence.
Okay. And so you're going to put it in that same location?
We probably would move it in a little bit because there are some trees along the roadway there. So we wouldn't put it in that same location because that split rail kind of, correct. The split rail kind of goes through the trees there.
How far do you think it'll be brought in?
It'd probably be 48 inches off the road, 4 feet off the road.
Are there a lot of pedestrians and traffic along Cedar Neck Road which would warrant having a fence taller than 3.5 feet?
The VFW on the weekend, I think it's a little busy. There is some pedestrian traffic. A lot of people walk along that road. And then at this time, they're building a development right down the road. Shell Brothers is building a development, and there's a couple other communities that are now being built. So my assumption is that road traffic will increase by cars and by foot traffic as well.
Is the road level higher, lower than where that fence will be located?
The road is going to be approximately 10 to 12 inches higher than the ground level.
Okay, so a fence that is half a foot taller than allowable, if the road was equal to that, would essentially be the...
Correct.
You would have the kind of height that you would need, right?
Correct. It would still be, I mean, if we're measuring from there, yes. So from the road, it would probably be 3 foot 6 inches, but from the interior of the property would be the 4 foot.
To his point also, I'm familiar with the area, James Farm also. So there's a lot of foot traffic from James Farm back there. So there's a lot of people who do walk up and down those roads. I can attest to that.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
We land with a helicopter closer towards Bethany on that road, and you got into James Farm. You got about 5 minutes before you have a crowd there.
Yeah. I did have two other questions before I forget. The elevated deck, are there any steps that are going
there
to be protruding?
Not. Okay. So that is strictly for, we have a kitchen on the back, so that we can put a grill out there and you can walk out back and cook on the grill. Okay. Getting old, I don't want to walk downstairs.
All right. I wanted to make sure we didn't need a variance for this.
Correct. There's no steps back there.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anything? Any other questions?
Right. Thank you.
Your presentation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12787 for Mr. Doug and Christy Conaway? Any further questions from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12787 for Doug and Christy Conaway and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12787 for Mr. Doug and Christy Conway for the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions, with it being a through lot. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
And Mr. Hastings, is this for the request that's modified so that the fence height would be 4 feet, so a 0.5-foot variance would be
needed? As modified, yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Question, does the 4 foot height, I apologize, I should have asked, require HOA approval? But we're closed, aren't we?
Yes, sir, it does. The ARC, Architectural Review Committee.
We are okay. Closed. So then we get into this potato thing with approvals. So, but you have a motion and a second, so I'll make a comment on my vote. My comment would have been, that's a cheap way of doing this, that the approval be contingent upon the HOA approving this modified request.
Well, you could, if you
ask the maker.
Yeah, if you wanted to amend his motion.
Well,
accordingly.
Amend my motion to include that.
And I'll second that motion.
Are we ready now?
Okay. Thank you, I'm sorry.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, so a vote of 5-0. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Motion for adjournment?
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.